If Lansing School Superintendent Yvonne Kamal Kanul has her way, students, faculty, and staff returning to Eastern High School are in for a year of seismic change. Recent test scores put Eastern among the bottom 5% of Michigan schools in reading, writing, math, social studies, and science. That's in spite of an ongoing state-mandated transformation plan. District leaders fear a state takeover unless scores improve. In an effort to turn Eastern around, the district has launched a series of reforms this school year. A 9-member governance board is charged with overseeing the school. It will report directly to the superintendent. Other changes include stricter teacher evaluations, a longer school day, and a commitment to the reforms, which all staff must sign. But how do Eastern families feel about the changes? To find out, let's speak with two Quaker parents. Michelle Jen is the mother of an Eastern freshman and is secretary of Eastern's Parent Teacher Student Association. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
And Curtis Smith is the father of an Eastern senior. He is president of the PTSA, and he also serves on the Eastern Governance Board. Welcome, Curtis.
Good morning.
2014 sounds like a year of change and a significant readjustment at Eastern. For just a little bit more context, let's listen to Superintendent Yvonne Kamal Kanul recently here on Current State.
Right now, because of the state priority school status for Eastern, We are in the midst of a very bold, seismic change at that school in terms of its academic process, and we hope, expect, and believe that it will be successful for our students, and therefore Eastern will be taken off this priority list of schools that could be taken over by the Education Achievement Authority pending legislation.
So as parents of Eastern students, I'd like to ask both of you how you feel about these circumstances as you head into a new school year. Michelle?
There are large changes that are coming in this school year, and I see it as a positive changes. I think they're taking the correct actions of how to encourage the students to learn and improve test scores.
We'll take a look at some of those changes in particular. Curtis, what do you make of the circumstances facing Eastern here as the school year gets rolling?
Well, as you mentioned, they are on the priority school list, and so it's very important that this transformation that is taking place this year, that it be a very positive step in a positive direction in making sure that next year Eastern is actually off of the priority list. So I see it as great changes for the students, and I think that it will lead to higher academic achievement.
Let's go a little bit deeper. Curtis, you're serving on the new governance board, this 9-member governance board that is driving a lot of these changes. The board will be reporting directly to Superintendent Kamal Kanul. What exactly will the board be doing? What are the nuts and bolts of the board's responsibilities?
Well, the board is going to be an advisory panel, and they will make recommendations to the leadership at Eastern and the administrators at Eastern. They will make recommendations regarding staffing to the superintendent based on the new teacher evaluation process that's going into play this year. They will also make other policy recommendations related to overall academic operations at the school. And then finally, they will also provide oversight related to budgetary decisions made related to Eastern High School.
And how often will you be reporting back to the superintendent?
Well, the plan is, we're just in the infancy stage right now. But the plan is for us to meet at least monthly, maybe even more often these first few months of the school year. And then I imagine we'll be reporting to the superintendent on a monthly basis.
Okay. And how will the board stay informed of what's going on in the school? How exactly will you get your information?
Well, the Eastern is doing a very good job of not just assessing the students once a year, which we tend to do with MEEPs and MMEs, et cetera, but doing almost a continual process of assessment of the students and making sure that every student is meeting certain academic goals. And so we will receive that information, and then we will receive, again, from administration, from the school district administration, and also from the school itself administration. And we will also receive other information related to budget issues and teacher evaluation process, again, from the administration at the school.
You've got a longer school day this year at Eastern. Michelle, how do you feel about that? You're the parent. You're the parent of a freshman.
A freshman.
Just getting started in high school, and no sooner shows up for the first day of high school than has a longer school day ahead of her.
Right. Well, this is his third year at Eastern because it's a 7-12 program. So this is his third year at Eastern.
Correct.
But the first year with a longer school day program. And he went into it very positive, and I am also positive with it. I think it's, for some kids, it's giving them an opportunity to get a little extra help in the class that they need. And for other kids, it's giving them an extra class and an extra elective, or it's called a government leadership class, and that will help them build and prepare for the International Baccalaureate program that they're all participating in.
So it's not necessarily an extra class. It could be just extra study time. It could be spent in a number of different ways, this extra hour.
It could be an enrichment in a class that they are, say, struggling in. I think the classes would be English and math. If they are performing low, then they get a double course of an English or a math class. Mm-hmm. And if they're performing well in those classes, then they would have a leadership class.
Faculty at Eastern are apparently looking at stricter teacher assessment that will involve an external team evaluating all Eastern High School teachers using a more comprehensive process than in the past. Curtis, how do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, I think that all the teachers of Eastern have been very positive about the new process. There have been compacts that have been developed for students and parents and teachers to sign, and pretty much universally everyone's been positive about that. And so I think the teachers are positive about the new review process, and I think as a parent, that gives me more confidence that the teachers will be accountable to the changes that need to be made to improve academic achievement.
So when parents and students were asked to sign this compact, circumstances like that always raise my doubts. You raise doubts in me. It's like you're asking me to sign this. What exactly, you know, when you're asked to sign on the dotted line, we assign a lot of importance to that. You're suggesting that there was a good deal of support for whatever was in that compact.
Yes, and I can't say 100% support because I haven't talked to every parent and every teacher at Eastern, but I think that when you're trying to develop a very positive culture within your school building, it's important to know that everyone is on the same page. And more or less that's what the compact does, is it sort of delineates the expectations that the school has for the students, that they will arrive on class on time, be in class, be engaged, do their work, et cetera. It gives some points for the parents that they will be supportive of the students and provide the students what they need at home in order to be successful at school. And so when you have that sort of compact, I think that just leads to a very positive culture within the school.
There must be some degree of dissent over this, though. This is being portrayed as such a significant series of changes. Have you encountered much dissent, Michelle?
I have not. I hear a lot of positive. I have heard a few parents concerned about the longer school day, that it is too long for kids to be at school. But I've heard more support over the changes, that the school district is actually taking active steps. They're being engaged. The teachers are engaged, and there's a commitment behind the teachers to do so.
We're talking with two Eastern High School parents. Michelle Jen is the mother of an Eastern freshman. Curtis Smith is the father of an Eastern senior and is also serving on the Eastern Governance Board, which is a new feature of governance at Eastern High School. Lansing School Board President Peter Spadafor and others acknowledge that Eastern is an old building, past its prime. He told the Lansing State Journal, quote, "It doesn't serve the needs of students well," unquote. How big a factor is this? Will the age of the building make it harder to make seismic change at Eastern High School?
Well, I do want to say that recently, maybe people have read in the Lansing State Journal that the Eastern High School is receiving a SIG grant, which is a school improvement grant.
Okay.
And that will lead to millions of dollars coming into Eastern specifically over the next few years. And I think that will be very important in helping to improve the technology that is in the school. I don't think that the building itself is a distraction to the students. I don't think that it leads to lower test scores in and of itself. Obviously, we all like really nice new things, but I think there's also a lot to say about our history and the really beautiful building that Eastern is, even though it was built almost 100 years ago.
There's been talk of making Pattengill a high school in the future. Pattengill, of course, is a much newer building, still less than 10 years old, I believe. What do you think of that proposal, Michelle?
I'm open to it. I'm open to whatever keeps the program continuing and growing to be a strong Eastern high school. I'm with Curtis that I don't see that the age of the Eastern building being a distraction for kids to learn. I don't see that to be the problem, whether it's to keeping the building up to where they can keep it operating, that I don't know the information about. So if you need to move the school, then I am behind that. But I don't think that the age of the building is the problem.
Well, if the district were to decide to move Eastern students to Pattengill, and your freshman were in the middle of his high school education at Eastern, would you resist that, or would you go with it?
Oh, we would go with it. Oh, okay. We would be with the program.
When would the SIG money go to work? Is that clear?
That's starting this year.
That is going to work soon.
Correct.
And it's specifically on Eastern or on other buildings as well?
It's just on Eastern, and there's one other school, I believe it's Averill, in the Lansing School District that received it. There were, I believe, and don't quote me on this, 11 or 12 schools within Michigan who received the grant. Two of them were in Lansing, so that's a very positive thing for the Lansing schools. And it will go into effect this year and for the next 3 years.
Okay. We in the media are criticized occasionally for focusing on the bad news at the expense of the good. You're both believers and supporters of Eastern High School. What advantages does attending Eastern and other Lansing schools, for that matter, what advantages do you feel that offers your kids? You mentioned the International Baccalaureate program a while ago, which has been at Eastern for some time.
Correct. I'm a strong support of the International Baccalaureate program, which in the Lansing School is a pre-K-12 program, supported at starting at Post Oak, continuing on at Eastern. And that is a thought process that gives our kids a global thinking. They think about their community, they think about their state, and then they think globally, how does our actions impact the world? And with that, it has produced high-performing graduates. They have gone to community colleges, state-level colleges, and even Ivy League colleges that we're producing here in Lansing.
You both sound confident. How are your kids feeling about this, Curtis?
About the change?
About how conscious are they of all of these changes?
Well, they're definitely conscious about the extended day, because it's a little over an hour longer than they're used to.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, that on Wednesdays they begin at 10 in the morning as opposed to 7:30. And that gives the teachers the ability to come together as a group from 8 to 9:30 in the morning. And so it's a later start, which I know my daughter's looking forward to that later start, but for teenagers, it's also good that they can sleep a little extra on Wednesday mornings.
There was a study that just came out that I talked about on this program about how sleep-deprived so many young kids are.
And correct.
Really, way too many kids are forced to get up way too early, so there's another advantage to a 10 a.m. Start at least one day a week.
Correct.
Do you encounter many doubters about Eastern's future? And Michelle, when you encounter a doubter, how do you respond?
I tell them our personal experiences. I tell them how my freshman is very excited and doing well, and that my encounter with the administration and the teachers at Eastern is very positive. And once you get to know the teachers, you won't have those questions.
I think people read things in the media, hear things on radio and TV, and it, as you had mentioned previously, it tends to be focused a lot on the negative. But for those of us with personal experiences, and I can speak for myself with a child who's gone through the International Baccalaureate program, she is so well prepared for college, and she's being courted by colleges all over the country, and I think that's a testament to the education that she's received at Eastern. Many times I've told her, you know, when you get to college, you're going to find it so much easier than what it's been like over the past 2 years, because it's an extremely rigorous program with all their classes being very difficult. And then you add on all of the extracurricular things that the students do, and it really does prepare them well for future.
And Michelle, I know you've got a younger student who at least one other child that is involved, that has been involved in the Chinese immersion program as well, correct?
Correct. I have two children at Post Oak Elementary. One's in first grade and one's in fifth grade, and they are both part of the Chinese immersion program. That is where they spend half a day doing their education in Chinese and half a day in English. So they have two teachers. They switch half day halfway through, and it's an excellent program, and they're learning the language incredibly fast and well.
As officers of the PTSA, you're both involved, you're both committed. Are you actively trying to promote the changes at Eastern High School? Are you reaching out to other parents and really making an effort to talk up what's going on there?
I would say yes. I try to be very visible. I visit the school. I offer help. I volunteer quite a bit at both of Post Oak and Eastern Elementary. I help with any events that are going on that will help to support. I've helped with the IB curriculum night of trying to be out educating parents and the community about what a great program there is.
Well, we want to thank both of you, and we wish you both the best of luck. We've been talking with two Eastern High School parents about all of the changes, a year of seismic change at Lansing's Eastern High School, according to Superintendent Yvonne Kamal Kanul. Michelle Jen is the mother of an Eastern freshman and involved in the PTSA at Eastern. Curtis Smith is the father of an Eastern senior and serves on the Eastern Governance Board. Thanks and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.